Southwark amongst worst for binge drink call-outs. Paramedics respond to more than 1,600 alcohol-related incidents in just 1 year. Southwark has been ranked as one of the worst boroughs in London for ambulance call-outs to binge drinkers who can't handle their booze. Paramedics responded to more than 1,600 alcohol-related incidents in the borough in 2012, costing £370,000, according to a study. Only Lambeth, Camden and Westminster scored worse, the parliamentary borough topping the table with over 3,800 call-outs, costing £890,000. The GLA Conservatives, who commissioned the study, proposed opening sobering centres and expanding a fleet of specially equipped booze buses to take the pressure off the emergency services. Many people like a tipple, but our public services should not be catering for bingers who can't handle their drink, said Gareth Bacon, a London Assembly member. Our ambulances, police cells and A&Es are designed for medical emergencies or dangerous criminals, yet we're seeing London's drunks hogging these services, costing the capital millions of pounds. We need to deal with drunks in a more appropriate way. The study proposed opening three sobering centres across London, where the revellers could be treated. They'd be purpose-built and offer basic care, such as blood pressure and sugar level checks, as well as a place to sleep for those who had too many to walk. It also called for London's existing booze bus fleet to be expanded from 1 to 10. These specially modified vehicles shuttle intoxicated patients to hospital but also provide basic on-the-spot treatment. The Tories argued that funding could come from the Met, who stand to benefit from the programme. And there's also a chance the Mayor could contribute, they said. The study also calls for penalty notice for disorder fines for drunkenness to be raised from £90 to £180, and for repeat users of sobering services and A&E to be targeted. The London Ambulance Service spends £16 million a year on responding to and treating drunks. An additional £45 million goes towards alcohol-related emergency hospital admissions.